From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome back to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. How you doing, Melissa?
Good, and you?
I'm just dandy.
All right.
Well, Melissa and I were invited by Disney Channel to take a sneak peek at the network's new original movie, Wizards of Waverly Place, The Movie, which premieres at 7 p.m. Friday, August 28th. The cast of Disney's Emmy-nominated series is in the adventure comedy that follows the Russo family on vacation in the Caribbean. Alex, who is the mischievous middle daughter, casts a spell that reverses her parents' first meeting, so she and her brothers, who are also teen wizards, go on a quest to find the magical stone of dreams to reverse the spell. Now, I've never seen the show Wizards of Waverly Place, but I didn't feel lost watching the movie. How about you, Melissa?
Yeah, I agree. I have never seen it before either. I was a little lost at the beginning, but it didn't take much to kind of pick up on everything that was going on.
Yeah, and did you enjoy it?
It was okay. It was okay. It's a nice little family show.
And yes, it is indeed. It's family. It's all about the family. I think that viewers can enjoy the series and the movie with their entire family. And in fact, just judging by the blog hits we get on the TV blog from Wizards of Waverly Place fans, there are a lot out there.
Yeah, now it's Selena Gomez is the mischievous
middle daughter.
Right?
Selena Gomez plays Alex Russo, and
she's pretty popular. And yeah, she's good. All the acting really is actually pretty decent.
Yeah, it is. And of course, the one actor in the cast that I was familiar with is David DeLuise, who plays Dad Jerry Russo. He happens to be the youngest son of comedian Dom DeLuise.
Yes.
So I was familiar with him. So it was good to see him.
Yes.
And then the others in the cast that are also in the movie are David Henry. He plays the sensible eldest sibling, Justin. Jake T. Austin plays the young son, Max. And Jennifer Stone is Alex's friend, Harper. And Maria Canals Barrera plays Mom Teresa.
I liked her. I thought she was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of a spunky mom, but she tried to discipline him, but yet... I liked her. I thought she was pretty good.
Yeah. And, in the week leading up to the movie premiere, Selena, David, Jake, and Jennifer will introduce their favorite Wizards of Waverly Place episodes. We can even catch some episodes before the movie.
I don't know if I'll do that, but it is a good family show, and especially if you're into wizards. I don't know if everyone's a wizard fan, but if you're into wizards, you would love this show.
Yeah, that's true. And, in the cast interviews conducted by Disney, everybody talked about how much fun they had filming the movie. Of course, that's not hard to imagine. It was 6 weeks in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
It looked beautiful. It really looked beautiful.
And the cast themselves talked about bonding during the shoot because, they didn't just go home after filming the show in Los Angeles. They, went to their hotels, and it's like, okay, what are you doing later? What are you doing for dinner?
Oh, that's cool.
So they bonded more.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And the cast also mentioned that fans of the show will learn more about the characters in the movie, and that the very ending is a big twist that fans won't want to miss.
Yeah, it's got a good ending. It's a little... There is... a few corny moments, I guess, and throughout the show, but overall, it was all right.
Well, I thought it was a very touching story, and here's the telltale sign from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding. What would you rate Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie?
For it being a family show and knowing that that's what it is, I'd give it a 7.
Well, that's good.
I'd give it a 7.
Well, I give it an 8.
We'll see. We came out pretty close on that one.
Yeah, it's good, clean fun that the whole family can watch together, and that's important.
Yes.
So remember to tune in to The Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie, at 7 p.m. Friday, August 28th on Disney. That the shows, I was telling you that the cast handpicked episodes, those you can catch, all 16 will air from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday before the movie premiere, so that might be something that you want to catch, too.
Yeah, that's good that they're doing that.
Mm-hmm. And remember that the TV Preview Podcast will be back next week with another upcoming show. Why am I stumbling all of a sudden? Did you cast a spell
Friday
on me?
I did. It's the wizard. One of the wizards did.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we hope you'll come back and listen to our podcast again sometime. We record it every Friday, but you can enjoy it any day, anytime at your convenience.